everyone. Welcome to a special episode of Poppin' In with Alexa and Molly. I'm Alexa.
I'm Molly.
And this is a special episode because it's a bonus mini-sode, and we're calling it Diet Pop, where we focus on one specific topic. It might be timely or just something that we're super interested in. And this week, we are talking about the 2024 Met Gala.
Yay.
All the fashion, all the fun.
All the
less time.
Misses.
Yeah, all the misses. So I know you're super excited to talk about this. Where do you want to start?
Okay, so the Met Gala was Monday night. So if you're listening, it is now Tuesday.
Yes.
But we can start.
Well, Tuesday for us, for you, whatever day of the week it is.
Yeah. Yeah, the theme this year, well, I love the Met Gala, let me just say.
I do too, in a weird way, because it's like, I don't really know that much about it. Well, I looked up a bunch of stuff before this, but like, it's not even like an award show. Like, nothing happens. It's just, I just think it's like bodily art.
Exactly. Wow. Yeah. And I just love like critiquing it, even though, and by the way, I just want to point out, like, I will be sitting here like critiquing this fashion, sitting in like athletic shorts and like a Succession t-shirt.
I am very much the type of person, I am so judgmental of like celebrities and what they wear. When I've been wearing, I was telling Chris the other day, I have a dress in my closet I wear regularly. I've had for 8 years. I got it when I was like 19.
I mean, that's actually, when you think about it, it's kind of a flex.
True. I mean, it doesn't fit me the same way it did, but it's stretchy. So you know what?
I call it a win.
And if I were going to the Met Gala, that's what I would require in my Met Gala dress.
I want to do a Met Gala that's like the theme is like 2016.
Interesting.
Yeah. Let's do like 2014, like Tumblr era.
Oh, yeah. See, I would want to do like 2022 problematic tabloid.
Okay.
is what I would
2022?
Do.
2022? What?
Oh, sorry, 2002.
Oh, it's like, what happened in 2022?
Usually, I mean, like, tabloids still like aren't nowadays. Great, but not like they were in 2002. Jeez.
Yeah. Well, I am excited to talk about this because it's, you know, and by the way, we're going to sit here and critique like the celebrities on what they wore and be like, they missed it. But really, it's on the stylists.
Yeah.
We should be critiquing whoever they worked with.
And the thing that I really love about the Met Gala, because I am not like a trendy, fashionable person, but I do love fashion. Like, I love to see what people are wearing. There's nothing I enjoy more than like going to a new city and just like sitting at a cafe and being like, what are people wearing?
I actually think you're very fashionable.
Oh my God. Thank you.
Yeah.
Shout out to Amazon and my mom for providing you clothes. But like, and that's why, so I love the Met Gala because I feel like it is, like I said, it's fashion, but it's really, I think, art.
Yes. Well, this, yeah, definitely. And this year's theme was very, it was interesting. So I was very excited about the theme because, okay, so the thing that, because I love to see the celebrities, like, interpretation of the themes if they're done correctly.
Yeah.
Now, wait, sometimes the they're again? Very misunderstood. So this year's theme was confusing to a lot of people because the theme was Sleeping Beauty's Reawakening Fashion.
Right.
But the dress code was Garden of Time. And Garden of Time was
why did they do that? I feel like they make it, like, just make it Sleeping Beauties. Why do they have to put so much detail into that? You know what I mean? It's like, yeah, if I'd be confused too. I'm like, am I sleeping in a garden? Like,
so what? Sometimes I do think the themes are confusing. Well, and this year, I know I just said this year's theme was confusing, but I think the actual dress code, it could be interpreted in so many ways. And some people just didn't fully get it, or they just didn't go with the theme. I don't know. But so the dress code was Garden of Time, which was inspired by a short story by J.G. Ballard. And that the story could be interpreted in kind of different ways. But I'll just go into like the short story because it's interesting. And I think, like I said, it's just fascinating to see like how people interpreted it. But basically the story, it's a short story. It's about the last days of a count and his wife, the countess. And they reside in this villa, which is surrounded by a garden. And they live in seclusion. They're very wealthy. So this army is on its way to like kill them, like attack them. And as they're moving closer, the Count reverses time by plucking blooms from his, like, they're called time flowers in his garden. And it's to buy themselves time as, like, the mob is getting closer.
Oh, interesting.
And so eventually the mob, like, overruns the property once the last flower is plucked. And the Count and Countess at that point have turned to stone, and all that remains in the, you know, in the villa is, like, basically this wild and thorny, like, marshland. So it's kind of, it's a very, like, you know, layered story, but it represents...
like an allegory for virginity.
Could be. Okay. I would have loved to see how you showed up. Alexa just shows up.
Just dressed in a chastity belt.
Like, is this not, totally...
is this not the interpretation you were looking for?
So I feel like it could be just, like, it could be seen, like, a sort of a, it's obviously a comment on social groups. So okay, it's a, you know, kind of criticism of the upper class, which is very interesting because it's the Met Gala filled with rich celebrities. But a lot of it, so it's also kind of represents, like, time and destruction. So a lot of the themes that we saw, last night, I feel like a correspondent or something, but a lot of the themes that we saw, or at least were expecting to see, would be, like, flowers, decaying, the idea of, like, time.
Decaying.
But, so some people really did get that.
Yeah.
And some people didn't.
Yeah.
And I don't know what... what was kind of, so it was a very flowery theme. I feel like some people may have thought it was Sleeping Beauty.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I was listening to one of my favorite podcasts, Giggly Squad, and Hannah Berner, like, this was before the Met Gala happened. She was like, I'm envisioning Doja Cat just showing up as a giant eyeball.
And so, I was like, Doja Cat, I didn't really understand her outfit. Hers was interesting.
Yeah, hers was interesting. So to describe it, it almost looks like she's wearing a wet t-shirt, but like it's the length of a dress, and it is designed, I don't know what they did or if she was actually literally wet.
It was wet. I did see her interview. I saw where she talked about what it was. I just didn't see her I didn't see why she did it, but it was like a gel. She was wearing literally like a gel. Like she said it was cold, like her hands were like freezing because she was holding the shirt.
Oh yeah.
It was interesting.
I liked that concept. I don't think it necessarily went with the theme or like felt fitting for the Met Gala, but I thought she looked amazing in it. It just like, but then again, like I don't know where you would wear a wet t-shirt dress.
I think it's a cool concept. I didn't really think it went with the theme, and I wouldn't want to wear that to a gala. Like you're now like it's a cool concept, but then you're just like spending the whole night wearing this like wet t-shirt. It kind of reminded me, remember when Kim Kardashian dressed in that, it was supposed to be like Sophia Loren's like famous like photo shoot where she was like wearing a wet it reminded me of that, except this was actual, like it was actually a wet shirt, so that was interesting,
where but. Like she, like you could kind of tell with Kim Kardashian she was like, it was like a gel type thing, whereas this literally looked like fresh wet shirt.
I don't, like, even think Kim Kardashian's was actually wet, like, I think that was just the crystals, like it was just an illusion kind of thing.
I think
thing,
her but, hair had a lot of gel in it that made it
look
wet.
Doja Cat actually had,
yeah,
she said it was like a this wet gel,
looked
but
like someone had just thrown her into the pool as a joke, and like her phone fell out and like now she's got to get a new one, you know what I mean?
Yeah exactly. So a lot of interesting interpretations.
I want
a lot of interesting
jump
looks
into, like, do you want to do like a little bit, I looked up a little bit of the history of the Met Gala, or do you want to just jump into the outfits?
I think we can just jump into the outfits.
Okay,
but it's up to you.
We did a pick six, as in,
oh, you picked six?
No, like,
oh,
you picked,
like, hold on.
You picked three.
Actually,
and I
like
picked
12.
Three, but we don't know what each other's are. Did you say you picked 12?
I don't know why I panicked, because I picked 12.
Okay, well, I picked three.
I picked, so here's,
as,
I just
as
wanna,
previously discussed.
I just want to say, so we did our top three, and we haven't discussed who our top three is, but then I also went ahead and did honorable mentions, and then I said, I did a category for some reason of guys that looked good, but didn't necessarily, because here's the thing with the Met Gala, it is for the girls and the gays. It just is.
Yes.
Men don't always, sometimes men know how to dress, but other times they just wear a suit.
You know what? Actually, I'm not going to give men all that much credit, because the thing is, people are like, oh, it's hard to make a suit creative. We have seen it time and time again.
No.
If you want to make a suit creative, make it creative, whether you're gay, straight, whatever. Just lean into it.
Yeah.
Like, that's what the vibe is for, and I'm going to get into that with one. I took some screenshots of ones that, like,
and there
I
are
hate.
Some straights who do it right.
Yeah.
But I think, like, for the most part, when they wear suits. So I did a list of like guys that looked good, even though they were just wearing like suits.
Okay.
Because I still think they looked good.
Okay.
I'm still about it, but they didn't.
Okay.
Dress for the part. And then I also did people missing. So we'll get into that because there were a lot of people missing.
Yeah. Actually, Huffington Post, I like got their news alert or whatever. And the headline was like, the Met Gala happened yesterday and there was one big villain to like ruin it all or something like that. And I was like,
Jojo Siwa.
I thought, I literally was like, was there a streaker? Which can you imagine at the Met Gala? And I looked up, I opened it, it said the flu was the villain. Because I guess, did Taylor Swift have the flu? Sick? I don't know.
Oh, I didn't know.
As soon as I saw that headline paired with the fact that it was the flu, I literally just closed the article.
So, is Taylor Swift normally at the Met? Because I did see that she was one of the people who was, like, missing. But I honestly can't think of a Met look of her. Like, I seriously, like, I can't think of her really being...
I think she has been because I've seen something about her.
She's been, but, like, I mean, was she... Is she like a, what's the word I'm trying to say? A regular.
A regular attendee.
Yeah.
I think so. Yeah, because, oh yeah, because this was last year where she wore like that, like really chopped look, I think.
That was last year?
I think so. I will say my favorite year, I forget what it was called, but it was the one where Rihanna was basically dressed as she looked kind of like a Pope or whatever in that outfit. That was my favorite year. Was that Celestial Bodies?
Zendaya
I think
wore,
it was.
Oh
the Joan of Arc looking. That's
probably my top three favorite. And honestly, the Rihanna one might be in there.
And I love, I think it was like a Jack White song where they did like that video and it was like behind the scenes and like Rihanna and like a bunch of other famous people, but Rihanna's the standout in that video where she's just kind of like bopping around in it, and she just looks so, I'm like, I would join your church.
Well, Rihanna was, her pizza dress was like, it was in the exhibition this year.
Her pizza dress?
Some people make it look, it's like a pizza. It's like that really long train. Remember that train, that one she wore was like the really long train?
I think so, yeah.
And people were like comparing it to things, but anyway, that was in the, that was...
Anyway,
this year. But anyway,
back to our top. Okay, so you do your favorite look, and then I'll do one.
Okay, so my number one, Zendaya.
Okay, interesting.
And my number one. Okay, so Zendaya was a co-chair.
Okay,
this year. So the co-chairs actually arrived first.
Interesting.
So it was her, Chris Hemsworth, Bad Bunny, and Jennifer Lopez.
Okay.
They were the co-chairs this year. And so Zendaya actually, because she arrived, she was one of the first people to arrive. She had like a first outfit and then she changed. And so she actually had two looks last night.
Oh, that's right.
So she had the blue flowery look. And then the second one was like a black. The black one, everybody loved that one more, I think.
I liked the blue look better.
Yeah, I liked her first look. I thought it was the best look of the night.
So
it was beautiful.
I liked it. I didn't like her makeup with it. And I think it's because like, she did, like, kind of, like, the thin eyebrow where, or, like, it's almost like people have been doing, like, the blonde eyebrow, which I'm here to say, don't do it.
I don't like
don't
it,
Don't
yeah.
do it. Also, don't tweeze your eyebrows. The 2000s eyebrow, don't do it. But besides that, I think it looked good. I did see this funny meme about her second outfit, the black one, because she basically has, it's like a bouquet of flowers, like, sideways on her head. Mm-hmm. And someone was like, oh, we found the bouquet that Carrie hit Mr. Big with
when
he, like, didn't show up for their wedding or whatever. And I was like... True. I think it looked good. I just can't imagine like having that on your head, but it's not my number one.
So the blue, but her first look was my number one because I just loved it. It was so beautiful. Also just the way she was posing in it just really like I just felt like it just really encompassed I don't know, captured the whole theme really well. So
my number one, I honestly really loved Sydney Sweeney's look. So, did you see, I mean.
I did, yeah.
I don't know why.
It was, yeah.
So, but I also laughed because there was this whole TikTok I watched where they were talking about, they were like, oh, it was, the pictures of her, she's in this, like, it's like a blue ball gown dress and it has, like, these blue and black flowers going up, which she has the black gloves and a black wig. And I guess someone thought it was Billie Eilish, so they made this whole video where they were like, Billie Eilish's look or whatever. And I was like, wow, she looks way different. It's because she's Sydney Sweeney. But I thought... that is, like, it's between that and I don't want to say two looks at once, but I'm just going to do it, whatever. J-Lo. J-Lo, I think, is... You didn't like J-Lo's look?
You're saying she's your favorite?
She looks amazing in that dress.
So she looks amazing, but have you seen, she has literally worn that exact same look every year. She wears the same thing all the time. Like, I'm tired of it. Actually, yeah, she looks amazing. She looks really hot, but, like, it's not that outstanding of a look to me.
I'm going to change my number one, but I'm not going to say it yet because then I'm just going to run through all my looks.
No, don't change your number one. I just think we should be able to critique.
No,
I'm just kidding. I think we should be able to say when you're incorrect, but
anyways, go ahead.
No, I just thought that was interesting that you tied her for.
I just really thought that Sydney Sweeney looked very like elegant and beautiful and almost unrecognizable. Not that she doesn't look elegant and beautiful usually, but just like the outfit.
Yeah, that was a good one. I actually kind of forgot about Sydney Sweeney because I don't feel like I saw her that much. I don't think I...
She deserved more credit.
She did. So my second one was Tyla.
Interesting.
Because it was so cool.
Okay, why?
Well, it first of all, the sand look, it was a custom Balmain? Is that how you say it? So, Balmain gown. It was gorgeous. It was supposed to look like... different shades of sand, basically. Yeah.
It was supposed to be like she was the sands of time, and her body was the hourglass, and like literally she couldn't...
was wearing an hourglass clutch, she was holding an hourglass clutch,
and she couldn't move in it. Like they had to lift her up. I loved that.
They were literally lifting her up like a doll. Like it was so funny.
So that's interesting because I put it in my overrated category.
Okay, so that's why I did with JLo. So that's okay.
I think it's a cool dress. It's a cool concept, but to me, I'm just like, I don't know. You look at the pictures. She's just wearing a beige dress, you know? Like, to me, it doesn't scream Met Gala. Where Met Gala to me is like, you are wearing a Renaissance-level dress. Like, you are wearing a work of art.
I mean, you don't have to, though. And that, to me, is a work of art.
Interesting.
Like, because you have to look really closely at all the details with it.
Yeah.
And I just thought it was really cool. I know what you're saying about it being overrated, maybe. Like, I can see where you're coming from with that. Because it was very, I think it was everybody's, number one. She wasn't my number one. She was my number two. But I thought it was really cool.
Yeah.
Wasn't it her first Met Gala? So I think that's another reason I was like, wow.
I'm gonna be honest, I don't know who Tyla is. I just know her from the Met Gala now.
Mm. She's a singer.
Okay.
Yeah.
I trust you.
Yeah.
So my next look is Bad Bunny. I thought he... Okay, and this is what I was thinking of earlier when I was going on the rant of men can do a suit and make it
Bad Bunny
art.
Again, he was a co-chair, so he just knew.
He was vibing. Yeah. He has so to describe it, he's wearing, it's basically an all black suit and it has a red inseam, but it's kind of a wider suit, and he has on this it looks very a Renaissance level black, kind of one of those flat puffy hats, and he has these little they look retro sunglasses, when they first invented sunglasses type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And he just... He's slaying the look. He looks phenomenal.
Damn good.
He does look like he's probably very hot, but he looks, physically warm. I mean.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But he looks amazing. I was like, that's how you do a suit.
I agree.
Who's your next one?
So my third was Dan Levy. Can you show me Dan Levy's look again?
I saw it, but I don't remember.
So I just love Dan Levy. I think he is a beautiful man. And I will tie him actually with, hold on one second. Okay, so he wore this.
Oh, and for those who can't see, I do like that.
He was wearing a black suit, and it basically, the flowers, it had the bottom, so if you're looking at it from bottom to top, it was flowers blooming and then fading into black. So the top of his suit was black, and then the bottom half was all flowery. He had a mustache. He looked really good. And if Matthew's listening, no, that doesn't mean you can get a mustache. I feel like I'm always talking about how I love mustaches.
You do. You like a quirk. When you told me that Hercule Poirot was a crush, I was that is interesting information.
I do love a mustache, but until you are actually around the mustache all the time.
I don't like a standalone.
It doesn't always look good with everything.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's my issue. And that's,
standalone stash, I think, screams...
I'm not kidding. Every day Matthew begs to have his mustache back, and I'm just like, no, you can't. So if he's listening to this, I'm just saying, don't take this as your sign that you can go ahead and grow it back, because I'm not allowing it.
Just I just see like a singular mustache and I'm just like, oh, you probably, I don't know. I'm not going to say it because it's bad. But you know what I mean?
Is that like, what you think about Matthew?
No! That's mustache. What I think about standalone mustaches. Like, I just have never seen it and been like, it looks good on someone. So
sometimes, okay, I think it looks good when it fades into a beard.
Right, that's like what I'm saying.
When it's scruff.
I like so a mustache and a beard.
Right. Right. No, yeah, just one mustache would never, yeah. And Matthew, to be fair to him, he has a goatee. So to be fair to him, like, he can only grow a goatee, I'm saying.
Oh, okay.
So he would have a little bit of the scruff, but it wasn't, like, just the mustache. But I still am just like, we can't have that all the time.
Can I tell you an embarrassing story that has nothing to do with the Met Gala?
Yeah.
When I was in college and, like, Tinder first came out, I was dating someone at the time, but I downloaded it because I was like, oh, like we downloaded it because it was, like, a joke or whatever. Yeah. And I literally, so one thing I will say about me is I'm a very hairy person, just in case anyone was wondering. And I would literally message them, like, guys and just be like, I bet I can grow a mustache faster than
what?
You.
What?
I don't know what. I was literally, like, I was, like, 18. I was like, this is hilarious.
What would they say?
I would either get no response or mean things, which is understandable because I'm messaging you telling you that I can grow a mustache, being like, I have more male hormones than you do,
so
probably.
Psycho. I'm obsessed with that.
I could grow a standalone mustache. I won't. I won't.
After I just got done saying that.
I won't. In solidarity with
my
opinion.
Okay, now my thing to Matthew also goes to you. Don't take this as your sign to grow a mustache.
Don't worry. I've spent a lot of my time getting rid of that.
Yeah.
My next look.
Wait, can I say something to go with Dan Levy? So anyway, I loved it because obviously the flowers, you know, fading to black, so it could be like decaying, whatever.
Yeah.
Or time. Anyway, Sydney from The Bear.
Okay, I saw her dress.
Ayo Debris.
Yeah.
She wore something similar. She wore, it was the same, thing of, like, flowers blooming,
yeah.
But it faded into, she was wearing a white dress, but it was, it was similar, so I liked both of those looks. So I'm gonna kind of tie them, but.
Oh, I thought you were about to say you didn't like it, the way your face looked, but I thought it was good. I think they were together, yeah. So Greta Lee, so she wore the one where it was, like, so it's very interesting. It's, like, a white, almost, like, corset dress with corset, like, comes in front of her face.
Yeah.
Which also seems like it would be very annoying the entire night. I don't know how she ate anything wearing this.
I know.
But
actually, I saw an interview with her where she literally said, I don't know how I'm going to eat tonight. Because the thing is like right in front of her face.
Yeah. It almost looks like it's on backwards.
Yeah.
Kind of. Mm-hmm. But like, it's very cool. I like the look. I think it's very cool.
To be honest with you, I don't know how any of them sat. Because like, even thinking about like, Doja Cat, like, how did she sit in that outfit?
Yeah.
Like, that'd be so uncomfortable. But also, like, really all of them, they all wore, like, very
Did you go through your
outfits? So those are my three. I do have some honorable mentions.
Okay.
So, Lana Del Rey.
That was what I was about to say, because that was what I was going to switch my number one for, because I forgot.
So at first I thought she looked like a deer.
She did, but then when I saw more pictures of it in, like, the different angles, so... Mm-hmm.
It's like the garden, like, overgrowth kind of look.
Yeah, she's wearing, like, it's like a beige dress, and it has, like, branches that are coming up, and it goes up above her head, and the branches are holding up this, like, long tulle veil that's, like, covering mm-hmm. half of her body. And I think it hits the theme. She looks amazing. Like, she looks Lana-esque.
Yeah. So she definitely went with a theme. Once I realized she's not supposed to look like a deer with antlers, I thought, she definitely, she looked really good. I love Coleman Domingo. I love him.
Oh, yeah.
And he looked really good. Apparently his outfit, I just saw this today. Apparently it was a tribute to Chadwick Boseman.
Interesting.
I'm not sure how. I didn't really look too much into that, but it was a tribute to him and somebody else. I forgot exactly what he said. But anyway, I just saw that today. I just read that. But yeah, I loved his look a lot.
Okay, yeah.
Mindy Kaling.
I both liked it.
I can't decide.
Yeah, it was like, it's in the middle for me.
Literally, you know what?
And it was like a beige dress.
I actually woke up thinking about it, which means that it really stuck with me.
Yeah, it was like a beige dress. It kind of like wrapped around her in an interesting way in that like, it kind of like strands of it come out around her shoulders and like her head type of thing. I don't have it pulled up in front of me, but this is what I'm remembering.
Apparently, it was a sculpture dress. It was called Melting Flower of Time. So again,
And I just have to say, like, using sculpture dress really, besides the fact that I wouldn't be famous because, like, I just, obviously, I'm just not going to be famous. Mm-hmm. I just would never want to wear one of these dresses. I would want to wear it for 5 minutes, and then I would want to get into the event, and I would be like, can I put on something more practical?
Yeah.
But I assume, based on what you're saying and what people have said, like, they wear it the whole event, and that's crazy.
Unless they change. I mean, sometimes they might have two looks. I'm not sure. I think, because I didn't see a second, really, other than Zendaya. I don't think I saw any second looks for anybody.
But, yeah, I also have, like, the outfits I hated.
So just two more.
Okay.
Just of the
honorable
mentions. Yeah.
Honorable mentions.
Gwendolyn Christie.
Oh, I did? Okay.
I'm just always obsessed with Gwendolyn Christie. But to me, kind of like first glance, it looked like a rose. I don't think it was supposed to be that, but it was like a black dress and it had red on it. Now I'm like having to look it up. We're going to have a lot of dead air. And her hair was wild.
You liked that?
So I
that was almost on my list for light hate.
I liked
also it. Who is she?
She's an actress. She's from Game of Thrones. And oh, she was actually I think she was a correspondent for the Met Gala last night. Like, she was like interviewing people on the carpet. But yeah, I just thought it was an interesting look. I'm just always obsessed. She's very daring and bold with her look, so I'm just always very like obsessed with, you know, what she does. And I feel like, yeah, we can go into what you were going to say. But those looks were some of my, yeah.
Okay, so number one, honestly, okay, Sarah Jessica Parker, why did she wear this?
I go back and forth with if, because she is like the Met Gala queen.
Yeah, and I just am like, okay, so she's wearing like this white, almost baby doll type corset dress with this big hat that covers most of her face. I think it's a miss. I think it's a miss.
It's not my favorite, but it's not my least favorite. I kind of see, like, I see the vision, but I also don't, I think it's kind of boring compared to what she could have done.
Yeah.
And she's Sarah Jessica Parker.
Right. My next one, Michelle Yeoh. Why does it, she's just wearing, like, a tinfoil dress.
Dude, there were so many people who were so.
And Michelle Yeoh is stunning. I think she usually never misses in this. It literally looks like the tinfoil I took out downstairs in my kitchen.
Yeah.
And then my next one is, okay, this might be controversial because she also ended up on Best Dress list. I did not like Michelle Williams' dress. Because first of all, I couldn't tell it was her.
To me, I like it, but it's not for the Met Gala. Like, I don't think it's.
So to describe it, it's like a short white dress with big, like, almost like, what do you call it? Tulle, puffy sleeves, and then a big, like, not cape, but train type thing.
It's kind of boring for the theme, I guess. Like, it's not a boring dress, but it's just not.
Yeah.
It was not a standout to me at all.
And I don't think it just, like, does her any favors. My other big one, and you might be, this might be controversial, Chris Hemsworth. So you said he's a co-chair, right?
So he's a co-chair. He's on my list of men who wore suits but still looked good.
Okay, he looked good.
He looked really good, but he's not at all in the theme.
He's not in the theme. He didn't even try. It's just a regular beige suit. Like, he didn't try at all. Like, he could wear this
but he looks to so a wedding. Good.
Okay, but, like, that's just natural. You know what I mean?
That's
like,
why
Bad
I said.
Bunny put some thought and effort into it. He's just wearing a beige suit, and that makes me mad.
Yeah, I agree with you. I agree with you.
That makes me, like, I actually, like, was angry when I saw it. I was like, just try.
And that's how I feel. That's why I say, like, it's not for, it's for the girls and the gays. Like, that he, like, some of the men just don't get it. But I still thought he looked really good. Did you see the Challengers, guys?
Oh, yeah. They had their little clogs on or whatever.
So, I thought Josh O'Connor, so on my list of, like, guys that looked good but just were kind of, like, like, didn't really go with the theme. Like, Josh O'Connor was on there.
Mm-hmm.
He looked really good, and I liked his fit. He just wasn't. It was a little bit boring.
Yeah.
But he looked.
Yeah. Mm. He looked good.
I was going to say, okay, so did you see Zoe Saldana's outfit?
No, I don't think so.
What is this? What is she
wearing?
Does
it say Chloe on the belt? Like, was it designed by
Look how
brand
boring
Chloe?
That is. What is. Did she know she was going to the Met Gala?
Yeah, that literally looks like something I would wear. I don't know if I was on an episode of The Hills.
What is she doing? It was so wild. The Kardashians, Kardashian Jenners, I just was like, what are you guys doing?
Yeah, like, I think Kendall's was like, okay.
It
like,
looked it looked good, but it didn't it fit the theme.
Stunning, yeah.
No, and Kylie, again, did not fit. Kylie has actually done good outfits in the past. Like, she just, for some reason, this one was just, to me, I mean, it was a beautiful dress, but it looked like she was going to a wedding.
Right.
Like, or she was getting married. Like, it just was not.
Yeah.
I don't know. And then Kim Kardashian.
I didn't see what she wore.
Oh, my gosh. So, you're going to die when you see this, because she's wearing literally a sweater over. Like, she was trying to, I don't know what she was trying to do. She claimed she, okay, so she's wearing this, like, this silver,
Okay, the look, the dress is good. The sweater
the
is
the dress not. Is beautiful. How would you describe that?
So it's metallic. Like a, it's her, okay, not her metallic, waist to hip ratio is like not.
Insane.
Insane.
She but is an hourglass, literally.
Yeah, it's a metallic dress where like the, it comes down to her legs. You see all of her legs, but like it's covered in like these leafy metal things. And then the top looks like it's probably like a corset type thing, but she's wearing like a little shrug over it.
A cardigan, like a short cardigan. She said it was her boyfriend's. I don't know who her boyfriend is, first of all.
Also weird.
I think she, I swear I heard her say that in an interview. Maybe I'm wrong, but I think I heard her say like,
if my boyfriend was like, you have to wear my cardigan, I'd be like, it's the Met Gala.
My first question is, who's her boyfriend? Who's she dating?
I don't know.
I don't think I know. Anyway, she said she grabbed it, like she thought that would be like complete the look, and I'm like, no.
Pete Davidson would never.
Yeah.
Have you seen Michael Shannon?
Yes.
Okay, so he wore, like, it's like a Balenciaga.
Oh, I watched
just,
him walk out of the hotel.
It's just a tux, really. Like, it's normal, but I love he's holding up, it's a bag of chips that say Balenciaga.
Yeah.
And it's he's, so random.
He's
what
he really got the, I liked his look. Also, I thought Jeremy Strong looked really good.
Oh, yes. Jeremy Strong is an example of how to do a suit for the Met Gala.
Yeah.
He looked phenomenal. Honorable mention. I would say, like, him and Bad Bunny are my top, like, men's suits.
Yeah. I didn't mention him, but he did look, he looked very good. People missing.
Okay, yeah, what?
A lot. So, Blake Lively. Where was our queen? Where was our literal queen?
Yeah. Her outfit last year, phenomenal. The one that changed dresses.
That's probably my top, that's definitely my top three.
Yeah.
Although if I, honestly, she might be in all of my top three, even though I did say Rihanna earlier, and Zendaya, but Blake Lively was missing. I don't know where she was. Not sure what her excuse was. Apparently she had like another baby recently. That might have been it, but I'm not sure.
Apparently she just like had a child. I
don't see why that would be
no excuse.
I don't see why that's a reason to miss the Met, but okay.
Yeah.
We needed her.
We needed her. We don't care about your baby. We need the fashion. We need the looks.
Rihanna was missing. Billie Eilish.
Yeah.
Missing.
Billie Eilish always crushes these events, too. Billie Eilish's face is a work of art.
Yeah, and I think everyone expected her to be there. Like, everyone thought she was coming.
People thought Sydney Sweeney was her, so maybe she kind of was there in spirit.
Hailey Bieber and Bella Hadid.
Oh, yeah.
Gone. Gigi was there. Gigi looked fine. She looked good, but, like, her outfit didn't really particularly stand out to me. Jared Leto. Now, I don't like Jared Leto. If you're a fan of the podcast, you know I do not like Jared Leto, but I do think he brings absolute chaos to the Met that, like, we were missing.
The time he brought his own head.
The time that he, the head, also the cat suit.
Oh, yeah.
I was kind of missing that. Also, like, Austin Butler and Jacob Elordi, they would have just worn suits, but I wanted to see it.
See, and I feel like Jacob Elordi would stunt. I feel like he would come out
Jacob,
with something.
He might have,
he
actually.
He is into the fashion.
He is. Timmy was gone.
Timothée Chalamet. He shows those backbones.
Jeremy Allen White was not there, and that was kind of weird because Rosalía was there, so, like,
they're together.
Also, I just felt like Pedro Pascal should have been there, and he wasn't. Cillian Murphy was apparently invited, didn't come, didn't show up.
Doesn't seem
and
like
the weird thing
kind of event.
It doesn't, but the weird thing is he does have a campaign with Donatella Versace right now. So I thought that was weird that he didn't. Although Andrew Scott was with her, so I was fine with that. He looked really good. His arms.
Yeah. Okay.
Amazing, but no Cillian. Anne Hathaway was not there.
Oh yeah.
Dang. So those were kind of my like where were they?
Well, people. Also, so I looked this up. How much do you think, unless you already know, don't look, I have it written down, an individual ticket to, like, the Met Gala is.
So I have heard this in the past, and I cannot remember the number, but it's insane.
It's $75,000, according to the BBC.
So they don't actually pay that, though.
No, they do, because it's like donation, technically. Like, it's going towards...
But you're telling me... Because there were people there who were like, this was their first Met Gala, and they're kind of newly famous. There's no way they paid that much
sometimes
money.
Sometimes Anna Wintour will, like, give them a pass or, like, sponsor them, I think. Yeah. But I think for the most part, even if you're newly famous, mm-hmm. you can probably swing $75,000. Or, like, maybe you get sponsored by, like, a brand or something. But most
That's what
of the
I think it is.
Need it. But it's interesting because I remember... So
I think brands take them. Yeah. So don't the... Maybe the brands pay?
Maybe.
I don't know.
The first Met Gala was in 1948. And I think it's interesting because those tickets were $500.
Still a lot.
Yeah, I mean, still... yes.
Yeah.
But yeah, so that was like the fashion. I also wrote down, I saw like some interesting rules that celebs have to follow the Met Gala. So one is they can't take selfies, which Anna Wintour implemented that a few years ago.
They used to take selfies in the bathroom. Remember the iconic bathroom?
Yeah, so selfies? Apparently that doesn't count because it's like in the bathroom not yeah. at the Met Gala. You have to be over 18. There's absolutely no smoking, none.
There's a smoking room.
I guess that's the only place you can smoke.
Okay, I just
saw
a video
of that.
Which is,
like, not
that
abnormal.
Yeah.
They don't serve certain foods, like parsley is banned because it can get stuck in your teeth, which is bad for photos. And onion and garlic because they don't want bad breath. And then also dishes that could spill on the dresses and stuff like that, like spill and stain.
So, okay, wait. So what? So no soup, but, like, what would that...
Which,
I mean, really anything could stain.
In Ocean's 8 with Anne Hathaway, there's a whole thing about the soup at the Met Gala.
Well, dang. I forgot that's what the whole point of that movie is.
But yeah, so I made a little game for you. Unless is there anything else you want to, like, discuss?
I think there was something I wanted to say. Now I don't remember what it was. Oh, I was going to say, I had always heard, like, you don't know what happens inside, blah, blah. I feel like this year I saw so much footage of inside. Yeah. I saw footage of Ariana Grande singing. She performed.
Yeah.
By the way, can we talk about Ariana Grande really quick?
Okay.
She is so weird. No, she is a weirdo.
What about it?
She changes her voice. Okay, we've talked about this before. For some reason, she likes to change her voice. I don't know. So now, she was there with Cynthia Erivo? Is that how you say Cynthia's last name? I can't remember her last name, so I'm so sorry. They are both in Wicked together, so they kind of, I guess, they came together. Their looks were fine, So they performed as well. But Ariana Grande, I was listening to her on the red carpet. She talks like Glinda. Like, she's trying to be Glinda. And I'm like, why do you have to do that?
I think. But it's also just like
she has changed her voice multiple times. I don't know who she is.
I feel like she might not know who she is.
I think so. Like, it's very sad, actually.
Yeah. And I think, like, I don't know. I see, like, famous people kind of like this. Again, I don't know them. But I just think, like, sometimes they cling to or, like, do the method acting or whatever because it's just, like, they don't know who they are. So, like, okay, well, I'm Glinda. You know?
Yeah. I just thought I wanted to say that because I think she's so weird now.
Yeah. Yeah, I could see that. I mean, I always thought she was a little bit weird. She's
hard to pin
down
in
terms of personality.
Exactly. And I don't think she has a sense of, it's almost like she's never been able to be, like, her authentic self. And I just find that kind of sad.
Right.
And weird. Anyway, game time.
Okay. So what I have done, I'm actually very, excited about this. So I've made a list of Met Gala themes, and there's going to be two options I list. I've done, like, I think, like,
wait, is this
a
quiz?
It's just like, like, you have to guess which one's real and which one's a fake theme.
Oh, okay, that's fun.
Okay, so the first one, a space for fashion or a line of beauty. Which one is a real theme?
A space for fashion or a line of beauty?
Mm-hmm.
I think a line of beauty is real.
Yes. Good job.
Thanks.
Okay. This next one.
When was a line of beauty?
I do not know.
Okay. So. Okay.
I did not write that down.
Okay.
Okay. This next one. In America, an anthology of British fashion. I'm sorry. An anthology of fashion versus London Calling, British revolutionary fashion.
Okay. I do think, and I'm going to feel embarrassed if I'm wrong, but I do think. Say the first one again.
Okay, in America, an anthology of fashion versus London Calling, British revolutionary fashion.
The first one sounds more real, but for some reason, the second one sounds familiar to me. The first one sounds more real, so I'm going to go with the first one.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. Okay, this next one is Seascapes, The Hydra Examined.
What?
Versus Notes on Fashion.
I think Notes on Fashion is real.
Yes, good job.
Thanks.
Okay, this next one. We have...
I'm killing it.
Genius, classic to modern, versus punk, chaos to couture.
I think punk, chaos to couture is real.
Yes, wow. Okay, maybe, did I make that too easy? Was it too obvious?
So, did you make those up?
Yes.
You did?
Yes. I was literally, I tried to Google, I was like, someone's got to have funny, like, Met Gala fake themes. I couldn't find it in time, so I was like.
Those are good.
I was like, seascapes.
Okay, that London one was calling. Wild. I just had, so those ones I'm more just like, they sound real, to be honest. Like, those are really good.
Oh.
Yeah, but I didn't.
Anna Wintour hit
me
up. I had
never heard them before. So.
Wintour? Whatever.
Yeah,
good job.
Thanks. Do I win something?
I don't have anything.
Okay.
But you can win the pride in knowing that you are a fashionista.
I can eat dinner tonight.
Yes, exactly. Okay, well, was there anything else that you wanted to talk about?
I don't think so. I think we covered everything. I gave my critiques, again, wearing a Succession t-shirt and athletic shorts.
Okay.
Just thinking that I... and the epitome of fashion and know everything, but
I know nothing about fashion. I just know what I think looks good and what doesn't, and that's all that matters.
Yeah.
If anyone ever judges my fashion, I'll cry.
It was a good one. I think, like, they need to step it up next year as far as people coming back. I mean,
well, I think, like, the outfits were good. It didn't stun me. And I also feel like the themes recently have been kind of similar, where it's kind of almost like fairy tale-esque.
I know. And I love fairy tale-esque.
I do too.
And I just feel like, I do agree though, that nothing really stood, like there was no, like, I feel like it was kind of almost obvious to be like Zendaya, but even Zendaya, and I know she was my number one, but even her, I was like, I've seen better.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
Yeah. Well, anyways, thanks for listening to our first mini episode of Diet Pop. Popping in with Alexa and Molly, and we'll see you next time, aka for our full episode this week.
Bye.